And I'm joined today by Diane Dunn. Diane, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So you have a story to share. You have survived both uterine cancer and melanoma on your leg. And just about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you had cancer surgery on your nose. Can you take us through your battle with cancer?
Yeah. It started out in 2014. I saw a small mole on my leg, and I'd never really noticed it before. So I thought, well, I'll get it checked out. And of course I did. And the doctor says, no worries, it'll be fine. She called me the next day saying we need to get it taken care of. It's melanoma. So we went and had that done. And luckily, I did not have to have any other things done. I did not have to have radiation or chemo. So I was very thankful for that. And then in about 2021, I started having some symptoms. And they were just very odd symptoms. So I went to the doctor and I found out that I had, it's called intraminal cancer, and it's the lining of the uterus. So that's completely cured. I didn't have to have any radiation or any treatments for that either. And then just recently, I had a squamous cell skin cancer. It's very less aggressive, but they still wanted to do it. So they do a Mohs surgery on that, and I am recovering from that right now. And as far as I know, I'm cancer-free of all my cancers.
Well, that's very good news. Diane, the words that you're using, though, they all sound very scary. I imagine sitting in a doctor's office, that had to be terrifying to hear those words.
It was, you know, especially melanoma. I've heard a lot about that, and I know that people die from it. So it was, and then when you have, you know, cancer of the uterus, that's also very scary. But like I said, I'm fully recovered. I lead a very healthy, active life. I play pickleball every day. I take walks. I ride bicycles. So cancer can be beat.
I want to talk about that because I have been told that you are an excellent pickleball player.
Well, I wouldn't say excellent. I hold my own some days.
So what is it about, though, being active? Does it make you that you've overcome the cancer and now you're living a very active life? That's really hopeful for people to hear.
It is. It's very, very hopeful. And, you know, cancer's run in my family. My brother passed away from colon cancer. My mom's had two cancers and she survived both of them. So it's just good to be able to get up every morning and look at yourself and say, hey, do something today.
And it sounds like you made some really smart decisions. You noticed that something might be off and you went to your doctor to get it checked. Did the doctor tell you that you caught things quite early?
Yes, especially with melanoma, because when she first took a graph of it, she thought that it was nothing. But she called me back and said it was something. And then it took me a little bit longer to go through my other, because of the symptoms I was having, I just thought it was, you know, menopausal. But it wasn't. So she got that all taken care of for me and very thankful.
Well, we're hoping that people will call in today and give. Can you talk about any of the resources you used from the American Cancer Society?
I've always gone, you know, to Relay for Life, and I've always tried to support them. I support St. Jude's. And I think that's a very good place to put some money. But this Relay for Life and such a small community that we have, I am just overjoyed with the responses that we get from the people in this community.
All right, Diane. Well, we wish you many good checkups to come, because as Mary Flint told me, every time you go see the doctor, you do get a little bit nervous. But we hope that you continue to be cancer-free.
Well, thank you very much, Terry.
You bet. And thank you so much to Diane Dunn.